今天早晨我们要继续和弟兄姊妹从出埃及记来看侍奉的启示。
This morning we will continue with brothers and sisters to read from Exodus to learn about the revelation of service.
我为着有些弟兄姊妹啊，前两天没有来，稍微重复一点。
I will repeat a little bit for those brothers and sisters who were not here.
我们知道侍奉啊，在神永远的旨意里面是一个神圣的思想。
We know that service is a holy thought in the eternal will of God.
也是一个很中心的思想。
And it is also a very central concept.
这是神在创立世界、创造人类之前，已经在神的思想里面。
It was in God's mind even before the creation of the world.
也在他的计划当中。
And it was a part of his plan.
将来呢，我们到永世里去的时候。
In the future, when we go into eternity,
我们仍旧是一个侍奉神的人。
We are still people who serve the Lord.
所以神因着这一个思想和意念，
Because of this thought and this concept,
他创造万有，创造人类。
God created all things. God created the mankind.
所以当初神造人的时候，
Therefore, when God created man,
神是希望他所创造的人能够成为一个侍奉的人。
God wanted the people he created to be a group of people who can serve him.
那么后来人堕落。
And then men fell.
那么神就预备救恩。
And then God prepared the salvation.
那么主把我们这些人拯救回来。
When the Lord saved those of us.
主仍旧希望我们能成为一个侍奉的人。
And the Lord still hoped that we would be people who would serve him.
在启示录里面有好几次好几处圣经讲到
，In Revelation, multiple times it mentioned
主的救恩
，The Lord's salvation
要使我们能成为父神的祭司。
So the Lord's salvation is for us to become priests for the Father.
使徒彼得也告诉我们
，And Peter tells us
将来我们要成为一个君尊的祭司。
That in the future we will become holy priests.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等荣耀的一个思想！
What a glorious thought this is.
那么这个呢，侍奉呢，不是指的少数人说的。
And this service does not only apply to few people.
乃是每一个蒙恩得救的人都是侍奉神的人。
Every single one of us who are saved by grace are people who shall serve.
所以有弟兄这样讲。
Therefore the brother says.
教会中啊，蒙救赎的人有多少？
However many people there are in church who are saved.
得救的人有多少？
However many there are people who are saved.
祭司就应该有多少？
And that's how many priests there ought to be.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你知道你是个祭司吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know that you are a priest?
你知道神救赎你是为了叫你成为一个侍奉的人吗？
Do you know that you were saved so that you can serve?
这是非常重要的一个思想。
This is a very important concept.
很可惜啊。
However, it's such a pity.
很多神的儿女们呢，觉得教会中的服事啊，是少数人的事情。
That some brothers and sisters feel that service in the church are only for a few people.
是传道人呢，是那些教会中的负责人呢，他们是侍奉神的人。
It is only for people who are ministers or people brothers and sisters who are in charge in church. The service is their thing.
而我们呢，只不过是平信徒。
But the rest of us are laymen.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很错误的思想。
This is a very wrong concept.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女，我们都应当知道，我们应该是一个侍奉神的人。
Every single one of us who are saved by grace should know that we are people who ought to serve.
所以，如果你不能成为一个侍奉神的人
，Therefore, if you cannot become a servant of God,
那么你对主的救恩呢，你有亏欠。
Then you fall short of God's salvation.
所以希望我们在地上呢，我们每一个人都能成为一个侍奇神的人。
Therefore, we hope that every single one of us on earth would become a servant.
那么我们讲到在出埃及记里面。
Then we talked about in Exodus.
一个人呢，要能好好的侍奉神。
For a person to be able to serve the Lord.
有四方面的经历啊，是我们所必须要的。
There are four experiences that are essential.
第一个。
First,
你这个侍奉神的人必须要成为一个自由人。
If you are a servant of God, then you must be free.
那么意思说呢，你必须要让主把你从各式各样的捆绑里面释放出来。
meaning that you must allow the Lord to free you from all kinds of constraints.
第一方面,
the first constraint,
我们要从死亡的权势底下得释放。
You must be freed from the dominion of death.
这也是从仇敌，从魔鬼的手下得释放。
It is also to say that you must be freed from Satan's hand.
我们看见以色列人在埃及的时候,
we saw that Israel people, when they were in Egypt,
他们因为在法老王的手下,
because they were under the Pharaoh's hand,
在埃及人的控制底下,
they were under the control of the Egyptians.
他们没有自由,
they had no freedom.
甚至呢, 到后来我们看见, 埃及王下命令要杀害以色列人的那些婴孩。
To a point, we saw that later Pharaoh had a commandment to kill all the Hebrew babies.
特别要杀那些男孩子。
Especially to kill all the male.
我们就看见有死亡的权势控制着整个以色列百姓。
So we saw that the dominion of death were over the Israel people.
所以神为了要叫他的百姓能侍奉他。
Therefore, in order for the Lord to allow his people to serve him,
那么神要把以色列人从法老王的手下，那么释放出来。
Therefore, God must free the Israel people from the Pharaoh.
我们说到摩西是侍奉的一个榜样。
We talked about how Moses is an example.
所以当摩西被法老的女儿，那么从水里这个拉上来的时候。
We saw that when Moses was saved from the water by the Pharaoh's daughter,
他的名字就叫摩西,
and his name was Moses.
这个摩西的意思就是把他拉出来。
Moses, the name means that to be pulled out.
神必须把我们从死亡的权势底下拉出来。
The Lord must be able to pull us away from the dominion of death.
所以这是今天呢, 我们要成为自由人第一个需要得的释放。
That is the first thing we must be freed from if we want to be a free person.
第二个,
the second,
我们需要从世界里面得到释放。
The second, we must be freed from this world.
我们必须容让主把我们从世界里面拉出来。
We must allow the Lord to pull us away from the world.
我们讲到这个世界呢, 给我们有两方面的这个难处。
We talked about how the world presents us with two difficulties.
一方面呢, 是叫我们做苦工, 劳苦。
On one hand, it makes us do hard labor.
我们实在发现我们生活在这个世界中相当劳苦。
We often find that we do hard labor. We labor so hard in this world.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道，我不晓得你觉不觉得你很苦。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you feel that this it is so bitter.
至少我看好多弟兄姊妹都很苦。
When I see some brothers and sisters, I see many of them as being very bitter.
有的人看起来在公司里面职位不错，但是一天至少要做上10个钟头。
Some people, they seem to have a good position in their company, but they have to work at least 10 hours a day.
有的更厉害的, 一个礼拜做7天。
And some are even worse, they have to work 7 days a week.
那个老板还不满意呢。
And then the boss is still not satisfied.
哎呀, 还有家里面要照顾。
And then they have to take care of their family.
还有很多小孩子要照顾。
And they have to take care of their children.
这个儿子要学这个学那个, 女儿学那个学那个。
And then the son needs to learn this and that, and the daughter has to do the same.
哎呀, 忙得头昏眼花的。
And they're so busy, they become disoriented.
真是苦啊。
It is so bitter.
我们知道雅各呢, 活到100多岁。
We know that Jacob lived to more than 100 years old.
他还说他的日子又短又苦。
And he said that his days are short and bitter.
我们还活不到100岁，对不对？
We don't even live until we're 100.
我们真是在这个地上，真是苦。We
are, we suffer such bitterness in this world.
非常的劳苦。
It is such hard labor and bitterness.
弟兄姊妹们，世界还有另外一面。
The world has another aspect.
那么，那就是世界的荣华富贵。
And that is the glory and the luxuries of this world.
世上的名和利。
The wealth and the fame of the world.
世上的这些物质的享受。
And the enjoyment of material things.
这个也吸引我们。
And all these things also.
但是也是叫我们很劳苦。
But all these things also cause us to be very
bitter.
When we come to this, come to America, we see all the material things in this country.
有那激起他的雄心，我一定要这个生活的像美国人一样。
And then it brings out your ambition to say that you must live like the American people.
住大房子，开好汽车。
I must live in a big house and drive a good car.
所以因此呢，一个工作不够，两个工作，两个工作不够，三个工作。
And then you have one job and that's not enough, so you get two and three jobs.
我最近碰见一个姊妹，她一天只睡两三个钟头。
I've recently encountered a sister. She only sleeps 2 to 3 hours a day. And then in the middle of the night, she would go take care of patients.
早晨呢，起来一晚上睡了两三个钟，早上起来开车又到一个地方又去照顾病人。
And then she would sleep 2 to 3 hours and wake up in the morning and drive to another place to take care of patients.
早上坐，下午坐。
She would work in the morning, work in the afternoon.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，受到这个世界物质文化的这个吸引。
Brothers and sisters, we are attracted to the material culture of this world.
然后我们有的人在这个世界中受了一些好的教育，像摩西一样。
And then some of us are like Moses, we had good education.
啊，我们以世界的智慧、世界的经验、世界的才干为骄傲。
We are proud of the wisdom, the talent, and the wealth of this world.
弟兄姊妹，这是这个世界属于的两面情形。
These are two aspects of this world.
以色列人在埃及的时候就是这样。
And the Israel people were just like this when they were in Egypt.
今天也是这样。
And today it's the same thing.
所以主必须要把我们从世界中怎么样拯救出来。
Therefore the Lord must save us from this world.
所以主在这里拼命拉我们。
Therefore the Lord continuously pulls us.
你会看见吗，在我们的生活中啊，常常跟主之间怎么样是这个拉锯的啊。
We see that constantly in our lives we're having this tag war with the Lord.
我曾经碰见一个弟兄。Once
I've encountered a brother.
他蛮爱主的。He
loved the Lord.
他说孙弟兄啊。He
said, brother son.
他说我又跟神摔跤，我把神摔倒了。She
said, I had this tag war with the Lord and I won.
像雅各一样，在亚伯渡口把神摔倒了，你看多厉害。
Just like Jacob when he was fighting with the Lord, he overthrew the Lord.
所以呢。 神常常跟我们拉锯的。So the
Lord constantly tags with us.
神如果把你拉不出来，你就没办法服侍。But
if the Lord cannot pull you out, then you cannot serve.
这就是今天我们在美国很多弟兄姊妹生活的情形。And
that is the condition of many brothers and sisters here in the U.S.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不能侍奉神，if
we cannot serve the Lord,
我可以告诉你，I
can tell you,
这是你，这是我极大的亏损。
It is yours and it is mine. We're shortchanging ourselves. What we fall short of is not just a little bit of benefit on earth. What you are missing are the eternal blessings.
所以呢，我们要有一颗心，愿意让神把我们拉出来。
Therefore, we must have a heart that is willing for the Lord to pull us out.
神常常很苦心啊。
The Lord often has a will, has a heart.
用各式各样的方法,
to use all kinds of methods.
要我们从各样世界的事物里面拉出来,
to pull us away from all things in this world.
这就是我们今天在地上我们的属灵的经历, 对不对?
And that is our spiritual experience in this world.
啊, 感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
摩西被他拉出来了,
Moses was pulled out.
啊, 摩西这个被他从埃及带出来。
Moses was brought out of Egypt by the Lord.
所以摩西能在神的手中能成为有用的器皿。
And therefore Moses was able to become a useful instrument in God's hand.
第三方面的自由。
The third aspect of freedom.
就是我们要从宗教里面的得释放。
And that is to be freed from religion.
我已经很清楚跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
I very clearly.
我们不是信一个宗教。
We are not believing in a religion.
我们不是加入基督教。
We are not joining Christianity.
圣经从来没有讲到我们要加入一个宗教。
The scripture never said we must join a religion.
主耶稣到地上来也不是要建立宗教。
And Lord Jesus Christ came to this world not to establish a religion.
他乃是拯救我们。
He came to save us.
所以我们所相信的是个救主。
Therefore, who we believe in is a savior.
我们不是相信个教主。
We don't believe in a religious figure.
宗教里面就有很多的形式。
There are many formalities.
有很多的传统。
There are many traditions.
有很多外面的教这个人的教导。
There are many teachings of men.
不，弟兄姊妹们。
No, brothers.
今天我们蒙恩得救。
Today we're saved by grace.
乃是来跟从这位救主。
It is to follow this Lord Savior.
啊，你千万不要讲说你是相信基督教的，不是的。
Please do not say you believe in Christianity. That's not true.
弟兄姊妹，你是相信基督的。
You believe in Christ.
你是相信主耶稣基督的。
You believe in Lord Jesus.
因为当时在埃及，我们知道埃及有很多的神。
We knew that back then in Egypt there were many gods.
埃及人是非常的迷信的。
The Egyptians were very superstitious.
哦，我们基督徒不迷信啊。
Christians are not superstitious.
我们乃是跟从那独一的神。
We follow the one and only God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Therefore, brothers,
我们也需要从这个宗教的传统里面能够被释放出来。
We also need to be freed from the religious traditions.
啊，这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
我知道有很多人还没信主啊。
I know many, there are many people who still do not believe in Christ.
他对这个基督教对教会他就有了一个印象。
They have this impression of Christianity.
什么是教会呢?
What is church?
是那个大礼拜堂。
It is a great hall of church.
那个礼拜堂上面有个十字架。
And then in the sanctuary there is a cross.
当然了，我为你们这个有这么大的一个聚会地方感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord that you have such a large gathering place.
另外一面来讲也很不幸啊，这个太像个礼拜堂了。
But unfortunately, this place also looks too much like a sanctuary.
啊，不，它本来就是个礼拜堂，对吧？
But of course, it is a sanctuary.
不，不要紧，我们不受这个影响。
But of course, it doesn't matter because we're not affected.
啊，有人说呢，这个教会就是一个大的礼拜堂，然后里面有牧师。
And some people say that a church is a great sanctuary and there is a
然后有一套的仪式
and then there is a formality
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天的人还没信主，他就已经对这个教会有这么个印象
and then today people before they believe in the Lord they have such an impression
我们知道这是错误的
we know this is wrong
教会是神的家
church is the house of God
我们有神是我们的父亲
God is our father
所以我们活在神的家里面
Therefore, we live in a house.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要受这个外面的物质的这个建筑的影响。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not be affected by.
我们要在里面活得非常的有神的家的味道。
Let us live inside and to have the taste of God's.
我们也是基督的身体。
We are also the body of Christ.
所以我们彼此是做肢体。
Therefore, we are all part of the body.
所以我们需要从宗教这个观念思想里面。
Therefore, we must be pulled away by God from these religious concepts.
我可以告诉你们，当年呢，我蒙召出来侍奉主的时候啊。
I can tell you when I answered the calling to come out to serve the Lord.
我从小啊，我就有一个观念。
Ever since I was little, I had this concept.
我不喜欢那个什么和尚尼姑。
I don't like the nuns and the monks.
我也不喜欢那个什么神父修女。
And I don't like the fathers and the nuns.
我也不喜欢基督教的牧师。
And I don't like the pastors in Christianity.
我觉得这些人呢是社会上面的寄生虫。
I believe that these people are pesticides of society.
他们是不务正业的一般人。
They don't have a serious job.
专门搞些迷信东西。
They create these superstitions.
所以我从小就厌恶这个东西。
Therefore, ever since I was little, I did.
但是没想到主有一天拉我出来做传道人。
I did not think that one day the Lord pulled me out to be a minister.
弟兄姊妹，主如果呼召我出来做传道人，是做我从前所厌恶的那一种的宗教的人物的话呢？
If the Lord pulled me out to be the kind of poor people I disliked,
我的奉献就一点价值都没有。
Then my service has no value.
后来主在我里面给我很清楚的意念。
And then the Lord placed a clear idea inside me.
我出来是侍奉永生的神。
That I have come to serve the eternal God.
我不是做一个什么宗教人物啊。
I have not come forth to be a religious.
所以弟兄姊妹们， 我们必须要从这些宗教的观念里面，那么得到释放。
We must be freed from these religious concepts.
这样我们在我们的聚会里，才能真的为我们的主做美好的见证。
And then we can have truly beautiful testimonies for our Lord in our gathering.
那么第四方面的自由。
And then the fourth aspect of freedom.
就是要从我们。 天然败坏的肉体的这个性质里面被拯救出来。
We must be freed from our natural corrupt body.
啊，我们堕落，我们这个堕落的人呢？
Us fallen people.
我们这个天然的肉体在侍奉神的事上是一个很大的阻力。
Our natural flesh is a very big obstacle in serving the Lord.
啊，要不然我们就很软弱，很懒惰啊。
On one hand, we can be very weak and very lazy.
有一个弟兄讲得很好。
One brother said it very well.
他是一个懒惰的基督徒啊。
He said a lazy Christian.
连魔鬼对他也没办法。
There's nothing even a Satan can do to him.
一个懒惰的基督徒啊。
A lazy Christian.
魔鬼对他也没兴趣。
And not even Satan is interested in him.
有的时候真的我们这个弄到软弱的地步啊，神要我们，反正碰到神的事情，我们没兴趣。
Sometimes we are such weak Christians that whenever we encounter things that's related to God, we have no interest.
但是另外一种情形呢,
but on the other hand,
肉体里面有的人又特别对主的事情有兴趣。
And the flesh is so interested in things related to the Lord.
哎呀, 我们就在侍奉的事上呢, 那么喜欢呢, 却夺神的荣耀。
In service, we take away glory from God.
所以我们好像 有许多时候神没有祝福我们, 我们受不了。
And sometimes if the God doesn't bless us, we cannot take it.
但是神一祝福我们的话, 我们又受不了, 也受不了, 破坏。
And then we also become corrupt and cannot take it when the Lord does bless us.
所以我们需要从我们败坏的天性里面蒙神的拯救。
We must be saved by the Lord from our nature, from our natural corrupted body.
所以你看见在侍奉的事上第一个重要的事情, 我们要成为一个自由人。
Therefore, on service, the first important point is that we must become a free person.
那么弟兄姊妹，你回去好好的想一想啊。
So when you go home, brothers and sisters,
你是个自由人吗？
Are you a free person?
啊，如果今天还有什么捆绑我们的，我们要靠主的恩典，能够求主把我们拉出来。
If there are still things that constrain us, we must ask the Lord to help to pull us away.
所以我们在侍奉上面，第一个重要的是我们要成为自由人。
Therefore, on service, the first important thing is that we must be free.
第二方面,
the second thing,
我们需要得着神的启示。
We must have the Lord's revelation.
我们讲过这个启示有两方面。
We said that there are two aspects to
第一方面,
the revelation. On one, the first one,
你需要得着启示, 认识神。
You must have the revelation to know God.
这个认识神。 跟我们的侍奉有密切的关系。
To know God is closely related to our service.
第二方面,
the second aspect,
你需要认识神的旨意。
You must know God's will.
我们的神是有计划有目的的神。
We have a God who has a plan and a purpose.
他有一个荣耀的目的要成就。
He has a glorious plan he must fulfill.
这是我们今天要侍奉神第二方面我们需要有的一个经历。
That is the second aspect we must have.
第三方面,
the third aspect.
我们需要呢, 能够跟神之间建立亲密的关系。
We must be able to form this close relationship with the Lord.
今天主把你救回来了。
Today the Lord has saved you.
有主多么的爱你。
How much does the Lord
主希望呢,
love you?
能在你的生活中常常与你之间有美好的交通。
The Lord hopes to constantly have close relationship with you.
所以我们呢, 千万不要有一个做教友的思想。
Let us not have a concept that we are just friends.
这个哈, 这个做教友啊, 我实在不太喜欢这个名字。
I don't like the word of being a religious friend.
就是我们到教会中来做朋友吧。It
sounds as if we come to church to just be friends.
我们还有从前一个老弟兄讲得很好, 那什么叫教友啊?
One of our elderly brothers said it very well. He said, what are religious friends?
要叫才来, 不叫就不来。
He said, it means that you have to call them in order for them to come. If you don't call them, they don't come.
哎呀,所以你看见我们教会很多弟兄姊妹都说拼命叫,三叫,四叫,还不来啊。
So you see some brothers and sisters in church, we would call once and twice, and we would constantly call them, and they still don't come.
他这个是讲笑话,但是确实很生动,确实是这样,对不对?
It's a joke, but it's very real.
弟兄姊妹,不,我们在教会里是弟兄和姊妹。Brothers
and sisters, we're brothers and sisters in church.
我们今天呢，弟兄姊妹，要生活在神的那个带领当中。Brothers
and sisters, we must live under the guidance of the Lord.
我们要与神之间建立最亲密的关系。We
have to form the closest relationship with God.
当我们能够和神之间有这个亲密的关系的时候，When
we can have this close relationship with God.
当我们 生活中遇见为难,
when we encounter difficulties in life,
遇见危机,
when we encounter crisis in life,
遇见失败的时候呢,
when we encounter failures,
我们就能够从这样的光景中能做挽回的工作,
and then we can be redeemed from such situations.
所以一个侍奉神的人,
therefore someone who serves the Lord,
也知道, 要知道如何来应付那个危机,
they must know how to handle the crisis.
我们知道以色列人曾经遇见 非常大的危机,
we knew that the Israel people had encountered great
crisis 因为摩西跟神之间有亲密的关系,
But because Moses had this close relationship with God,
所以摩西站在中保的地位上面挽回整个的局面。
And Moses stood as a mediator to redeem the whole situation.
今天呢, 我们知道我们在地上的生活啊, 有很多难处。
We know we have many hardships in our lives on earth.
你怎么样去帮助别人呢?
How do you help others?
我们不要说能解决整个教会的, 这个危机。
Let us not say that we can resolve the entire crisis.
我们就是解决一点弟兄姊妹个人生活的难处。
Even for us to resolve some hardships for brothers and sisters.
如果你是一个亲近神的人,
if you're someone who is close to God,
弟兄姊妹，你就能够解决人的难处。
Then you can resolve other people's difficulties.
啊, 这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious this is.
啊, 举一个例子说明一下。
Let me give you an example.
从前在中国的时候啊,
back in China,
那么在山东有一个姊妹, 真的是很爱主。
There's a sister in Shandong, she very much loves the Lord.
虽然她, 也不是教会中什么重要人物, 但是她跟主之间的关系非常好。
Even though she's not some important figure in church, she had a very good relationship with the Lord.
啊, 她每天的生活都跟主之间有联系。
Her daily life, she connects with the Lord.
所以有一天呢, 在家里蒸馒头。
So one day she was steaming buns at home.
那个天下大雨。
And there were, the rains were pouring down.
一面蒸馒头, 一面跟神有交通。
And on one hand she was steaming her buns and she was having a fellowship.
哎, 忽然里面有个感动。
And then all of a sudden she was touched.
说你啊, 到那个, 几条街之外的一个, 有个邻居的一个姊妹去看看她。
And she felt that she was touched to go visit her neighboring sister.
所以呢, 她就把几个孩子呢, 放在饭桌之上的时候, 把那个馒头放好啊, 你们吃馒头啊, 妈妈出去了。
And then she let her kids eat the buns that she had just steamed and she left.
这孩子们说, 妈, 你不要出去, 外面下大雨啊。
And then the children said, Mom, don't go, it's raining outside.
啊, 这个妈妈呢, 就拿几个馒头揣在袖子里, 这样。
And then the mother took a few buns and hid it in her.
啊, 这个孩子们都知道, 妈妈又要拿馒头送人了。
And then the children knew that the mother was going to take the buns and give it away to other people.
下雨啊, 不要出去。
And they said, it's raining, don't go out.
这妈妈说啊, 我要听主耶稣的, 我不要听你们的。
And then the mother said, I have to listen to Lord Jesus, I'm not going to listen to you.
然后她就跑到那个姊妹家去。
And then she ran to the other sister's house.
你知道那个姊妹情况是怎样吗?
You know what was the condition of the other sister's house?
那个姊妹非常的穷困。
That sister was extremely poor.
一身都是病。
And she was very sick.
并且病得已经是很痛苦。
And she was so ill that she was suffering.
那天呢, 就躺在床上, 她就对主祷告。
And that day she was laying on her bed and she prayed to the Lord.
她说主啊, 你看我这个样子。
She said, Lord, look at me.
我实在是无助, 没有办法。
I am so helpless.
你好不好把我就接走吧。
Can you just take me away?
嗯, 所以呢, 她就
and she was prepared to commit suicide. Because she didn't know how to continue to live, so why did she want to kill herself? Of course, we know that Christian cannot commit suicide. But this sister, she was suffering so much. She had this hopeless prayer before the Lord. Just as she was preparing to commit suicide. This elderly sister knocked on the door.
弟兄姊妹及时的帮助,
brother, sister, such timely help.
解决这个整个的危机啊,
to resolve this crisis.
那么她把馒头带来了,
and she brought the buns.
然后跟这个姊妹一起有交通,
and had fellowship with this sister.
安慰她,
to comfort her.
鼓励她,
to encourage
一同祷告,
her. To pray together with her.
感谢主, 本来这个姊妹,
thank the Lord.
里面已经是绝望到要自杀了。
The sister had no hope inside of her that she wanted to kill herself.
因为这个姊妹及时的帮助,
but because of the other sister's timely help,
就把她的情况挽回过来了,
it restored the condition, the situation.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是告诉我们,
it tells us,
如果我们和主之间有亲密的关系,
if we have a close relationship with the Lord,
我们能够成为别人的祝福,
we can become other people's blessings.
并且能够解决很多的危机,
and we can resolve many crises.
所以在侍奉上,
therefore, on service,
侍奉的人,
the servant,
要能应付各式各样的危机,
can deal with all kinds of crises.
我们已经讲得很清楚,
we already clearly said,
神应付各样难处的这个方法,
the way the Lord deals with all kinds of crises,
神是用人呢,
is to use man.
神不是用方法,
He doesn't use methods.
所以今天呢, 假如我们大家跟主之间都没有亲密的关系,
Therefore, if none of us have a close relationship with God,
我们的神没有人可以用,
then our Lord has no one he can
所以很多弟兄姊妹的难处呢, 就没办法得到帮助。
And then many brothers and sisters' difficulties cannot be resolved.
所以在侍奉上面, 第三个重要的经历,
Therefore, in service, the third important experience,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, and that is to be able to deal with crisis,
能够把失败的光景,
to be able to redeem a failing situation.
所以你看,
see, you see how important service is.
那么今天早晨呢,
this morning,
我们要讲到第四个方面,
we want to talk about the fourth aspect.
我们要讲到在山下的中心,
we talk about the faithfulness at the foot of the hill.
我们都知道当初摩西被带到西乃山上去的时候,
we know that when Moses was brought up to the top of Mount
Sinai, 他得到那个山上样式的启示,
he received a revelation on the top of the mountain.
那么如果光有山上样式的启示,
if you only have the revelation on the top of
the mountain, 而没有山下神, 以色列百姓的中心,
and you don't have the faithfulness of the Israel people at the foot of the mountain,
神的旨意在地上是没办法实行,
and then God's will cannot be executed in this world.
所以山下的中心,
therefore, the faithfulness at the foot of the mountain,
非常的重要,
is very important.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些圣经,
let us together read from the scripture.
我们先看出埃及记第35章,
let us first turn to Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记第35章,
Exodus chapter 35.
我们从第一节先读到第三节,
let us read from verse 1 through 3.
如果找到了, 请大家和我一同来读。
If you found it, let's read it together.
出埃及记第35章第一节。 摩西召聚以色列全会众, 对他们说, 这是耶和华所吩咐的话, 叫你们照着行。 六日要做工, 第七日乃为圣日, 当向耶和华守为圣日, 凡这日之内做工的, 必把他治死, 当安息日, 不可在你一切的住处生活。
Exodus chapter 35 verse 1 through
4. 然后我们第四节到第五节的上一半。
Let us read verse 4 and the first part of verse 5.
摩西对以色列全会众说, 耶和华所吩咐的是这样, 你们中间要拿礼物献给耶和华, 凡乐意献的, 可以拿耶和华的礼物来。 好。 第十节,
Verse 10,
你们中间凡心里有智慧的, 都要来做耶和华一切所吩咐的。 第25节和26节,
Verse 25 and 26,
凡心中有智慧的妇女, 亲手纺线, 把所纺的蓝色、紫色、朱红色线 和细麻都拿了来, 凡有智慧心, 受感动, 妇女, 就纺三羊毛。 第30节到35节,
Verse 30 through 35,
或者这样我们弟兄一节姊妹一节好了。
Let the brother read one verse and the sister will read the next verse.
弟兄们先来。 摩西对以色列人说, 犹大支派中户尔的孙子, 乌利的儿子比撒列, 耶和华已经替他的名召他。 能想出巧工, 用金银铜制造各物, 耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西萨抹的儿子, 亚和利亚伯, 心里灵明, 能教导人。 36章第1节和第2节,
Chapter 36, verse 1 and 2.
比撒列和亚和利亚伯, 并一切心里有智慧的, 就是蒙耶和华赐智慧聪明, 叫他知道做圣所各样使用之功的, 都要照耶和华所吩咐的做工。好，我们的圣经呢，就还有啊，对不起，读四十章。
Let us turn to chapter 40.
四十章十七节到三十五节。
Verse 17 through 35.
我们还是请弟兄们先来啊。
We'll have the brothers read first.
四十章第十七节，第二年正月初一日。帐幕就立起来，帐幕以上搭罩棚，把罩棚的顶盖盖在其上，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。把柜抬进帐幕，挂上遮掩约柜的幔子，把法柜遮掩了，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。在桌子上将陈设饼设在耶和华面前，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。在耶和华面前点灯，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。在坛上烧了馨香做的香，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。安设燔祭坛，把燔祭和素祭献在其上，是照耶和华所吩咐他的。摩西和亚伦并亚伦的儿子在这盆里洗手洗脚。在帐幕和坛的四围立了院围，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。好，好，我们就读到这里。我们讲过摩西在西乃山上啊，那么神把他荣耀的心意启示给他。
We talked about how when Moses was on Mount Sinai, the Lord revealed to him His glory.
那个是有名的山上的样式。
And that is the very famous form on the mountain.
所以当摩西下了山之后，
Therefore, when Moses descended from the mountain,
他就清清楚楚地把神所启示给他的传递给以色列的百姓。
And then he clearly, when he came down from the mountain, he clearly told the Israel people everything that the Lord had told him.
所以当时呢，在以色列百姓当中啊，
Therefore, among the Israel people at that time,
他们就得着了一般做工的人。
They had a group of craftsmen.
这般做工的人，他们完全清楚摩西所告诉他们的。
This group of craftsmen, they clearly understood what Moses told them.
所以因此呢，他们就在山下照着摩西所得着的启示，他们就开始来建造整个的会幕。
And therefore, they, according to everything that Moses had told them, they began to the construction for the tabernacle at the foot of the mountain.
并且他们很忠心地完成了神给他们的托付。
And they very faithfully completed what the Lord had committed to them.
在今天的时代里面，
In today's world,
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个重要的属灵的原则。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important spiritual principle.
这里告诉我们，
Here it tells us,
是神的意向支配工作。
That it is God's vision that drives the work.
是神的启示支配恩赐。
That it is God's revelation that drives the gift.
所以今天我们做工乃是根据神的意象。
Therefore, today we work according to God's vision.
我们运用恩赐乃是根据神的启示。
We use our gifts according to God's revelation.
所以有山上的样式才会有山下的工作。
Therefore, we have the vision on top of the mountain, therefore there is the work at the foot of the mountain.
有山上的样式清楚的教导。
It is only when the teaching is very clear on top of the mountain.
才有山下中心的这个工作。
And then you can have the faithful work at the foot of the mountain.
对，这个摩西是一个忠心的人。
Therefore, Moses is a faithful person.
所以到希伯来书里面就讲到,
Therefore, in Hebrews it says,
摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠,
that Moses was faithful in the Lord's house.
那件事情是指的摩西建造整个会幕说的。
That verse points to how Moses constructed the entire tabernacle.
我们曾经讲过, 这个会幕, 旧约这个会幕没有多大。
We've talked about before this tent of meeting in the Old Testament. It's not very big.
但是当初呢, 神把这个会幕启示给摩西的时候啊,
but when the Lord revealed this tabernacle to Moses,
再三地警戒他,
he constantly cautioned him.
就说你到山下建造会幕的时候呢, 每一样事物都要照着山上的样式。
When you go down to the foot of the mountain, everything you construct must be according to what I told you.
没有一针一线, 摩西自己可以设计。
There is not a single thread that is designed by Moses himself. We know that Moses is a very talented
摩西在埃及的时候,
person. Moses, when he was in Egypt,
他帮埃及人建造两座这个积货城。
He helped the Egyptians to construct, design two big storage houses.
弟兄姊妹们, 你看那个积货城是多么的大呢。
Think of how big the storage city is.
那么这个小小的会幕交给摩西啊,
and this little tabernacle was committed to Moses.
对摩西来讲应该是很容易。
For Moses, it should be very easy.
我不知道摩西有没有跟神讲啊。
I don't know if Moses told the Lord.
这个会幕太小了吧。
This tabernacle is a bit too small.
你要在以色列百姓中间呢, 要搭个帐篷, 交给我就行了。
If you want to set up a tent among the Israel people, just let me do it.
我保证呢, 给你设计出来的, 非常的辉煌, 非常伟大。
I will design something that is very glorious and very great for you.
可以大很多倍。
It can be so many times bigger.
但是神告诉他, 严严告诉他, 不可以啊。
But the Lord warned him that that cannot be.
一针一线, 你都不能设计。
A needle and a thread cannot be designed by you.
你必须要按照我的心意。
You have to do this according to my will.
为什么是这样的?
Brothers and sisters, why is this so?
在希伯来书第三章第五节有这样的话,
In Hebrew chapter 3 verse 5 says,
摩西为要证明将来必传说的事情,
Moses, in order to testify what will happen in the future,
因为呢, 这个会幕,
because this tabernacle
是预表基督的意义的,
it foreshadows,
是跟神的儿子有关的,
it is related to the Son of God,
这个会幕,
this tabernacle,
是跟教会有关的,
it's related to the church.
所以因此呢, 摩西必须要非常的准确,
therefore Moses must be very accurate,
一点的偏差都不可以,
there cannot be a slight mistake,
因为这是神给他一个非常重大的托付,
because this is a great commitment from God,
他必须要忠心,
he must be faithful.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers,
我们要晓得今天的教会的工作,
today the work of the church,
神已经在他儿子里面做了最完美的一个设计,
God has already had the most perfect design in his son.
所以呢, 不需要我们人呢, 加上任何的主义。
Therefore, it doesn't need us men to add anything.
所以摸到教会的事情, 我们要非常的谨慎。
Therefore, whenever we touch upon things of the church, we must be very cautious.
啊, 他们西方人有这么一句话,
the Westerners have a saying.
他们说, the church is not our playground.
They say that the church is not our playground.
这个就是说啊, 教会呢, 不是你随便的可以来做什么的。
It is to say that the church is not a place where you can do things casually.
我们高兴做什么就做什么。
Whatever we like to do, we can do.
今天呢, 我们在教会里好多弟兄姊妹常常这样, 哎呀, 心血来潮了, 哎呀, 喜欢什么, 我们就建议做个什么。
Sometimes we would get excited and we would do whatever we feel like.
弟兄姊妹, 这是不可以的。
Brothers and sisters, that cannot be.
啊, 因为这是神的工作,
because this is the work of God.
我们必须按照神的启示行事。
We must do according to God's revelation.
神已经把他的工作计划完全了。
God has already designed his work.
今天我们在地上为神的旨意做见证。
Today we are in this world to testify for the Lord.
我们必须有山下的忠心。
We must have the faithfulness at the foot of the mountain.
每一样事物都跟着神的话语的启示。
Every single item according to the Lord's will.
你知道两千年的教会历史。
You know, 2,000 years of history.
地上为什么教会有这么多的偏离现象呢？
Why are there so many things that the church will walk away from?
你要知道，这些人不是不爱主的。
It is not that these people do not love the Lord.
这些人相当爱主的。
These people love the Lord.
但是呢，他们爱主呢，他们有自己的观念。
But they love the Lord, but they also have their own.
他们就按照自己的意思行了。
They want to do according to their own will.
结果呢，就把主的教会带到偏离的光景里面去了。
And then they brought the church onto the wrong path.
他们没有按照圣经的教导走。
They did not go according to the teaching.
没有照着圣灵的启示。
Not according to the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天呢，在地上教会整个的工作。
Therefore, today, all the work of the church in this world.
必须要尊重神在他话语中的启示。
It must respect the revelation from God's word.
200 years ago
200 years ago,
在这个地上曾经有过大的复兴。
There was a great reformation on earth.
那就是当初所谓的弟兄运动。
At that time, it was called the Brothers' Movement.
哎呀，他们就感觉过去呢，这个基督教里面有很多这些作风呢，都是圣经中没有的。
They felt that there were many things we do in church that that is not according to the scripture.
所以他们就起来，愿意照着主的话语，在神跟前来侍奉他。
And they were willing to stand up and do according to serve the Lord according to His word.
他们当初有几个口号，蛮不错的。
At that time, they had a few slogans that were very good.
啊，第一个。
First.
Back to the beginning. 就要回到起初。
To go back to the beginning.
啊。因为你今天看见两千年的历史以后的这个基督教在地上，很多东西都是不准确偏离的。
Because what you see in church today, after 2,000 years of history, many things are no longer right.
我们要回到原初的点上，到底神原初对教会的心是怎样？
We must go back to the beginning. What is the Lord's original will for the church?
啊，还有他们 back to the Bible。
And then
回到圣经里
is back to the Bible.
啊，因为只有神的话语才是真正的一个指导的原则。
Because only the Lord's words is a true guiding principle.
凡圣经中有的，我们要持守。
We must hold steady onto whatever is in the scripture.
圣经中没有的话呢，我们就不要接受。
And we will not accept anything that is not in the scripture.
第三个点
the third point.
Back to the body.
Back to the body.
回到身体里面。
To come back to the body.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会不是一个宗教组织。
A church is not a religious organization.
教会也不是慈善机构。
A church is not a charity organization.
教会也不是教育机构。
And church is not an educational
organization. 教会更不是什么社团。
And church is not a club.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
教会那是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以呢，我们看见在那个时代里面，教会能回到原初神所要的那个光景里面。
And we can see at that time the church was able to return to the original state that the Lord wanted.
这就是山下的工作是根据于山上的样式。
That is, the work at the foot of the mountain is according to the revelation on the top of the mountain.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
以色列百姓经过一个大的失败之后。
The Israel people after a great failure.
他们中间有一个神的一个恢复。
They have a restoration.
所以那个时候开始，他们就起来建造会幕。
And then from that time on, they stood up and they started to construct the tabernacle.
经过这些重大的打击之后啊。
After they had endured the great failure.
每一个以色列的百姓呢，他们都现在开始认真。
And every single one of the Israel people, they started to be serious.
所以感谢神。
So thank the Lord.
他们就在西乃山脚下。
And then at the foot of Mount Sinai,
把神所要的会幕建造起来。
They constructed the tabernacle that the Lord wanted.
但我们知道这个建造会幕不是摩西一个人能建造起来。
We know that this tabernacle cannot be constructed by Moses alone.
需要所有以色列百姓一同来配合。
It needs the cooperation of all the Israelites.
那么第一件重要的事情。
The first important thing.
就是神叫摩西到百姓中间去说，你们要献礼物。
And the first thing that the Lord told Moses to do is to go among the people to say you must offer gifts.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做礼物啊？
Brothers and sisters, what are gifts?
礼物就是我们把神所给我们的，我们重新的奉献给神。
A gift is that we take what the Lord has given to us and we dedicate it to God again.
这个说起来有点好笑啊。
And it's kind of funny when you talk about it.
神把很多东西给了我们。
God has given us many things.
然后神说，你再拿一点回来给我，我把它当礼物收，那个本来都是我的，对不对？
And then the Lord says, from all those things that I have given to you, you should take a little bit of that and give it back to me, and I'll accept it as a gift, even though it was all mine to begin with.
像我的儿子一样，他那个时候他在学校里读书，他还没做事，没赚钱。
It was just like my son. It was when he was in school, he was still studying and did not start working.
我生日的时候，他想买个礼物给我。
For my birthday, he wanted to buy me a gift.
他果然买个礼物给我。
And then he actually did buy a gift for me.
我给儿子讲谢谢你，真是，哎呀，真是太好了。
And I thanked my son, and it was so great.
我儿子说什么？
What did my son say?
我是用你给我的钱买的礼物给你的。
And he said, I purchased this gift with the money that you had given me.
但是呢，我还是心里很快乐。
But even so, my heart was very joyful.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常向神祷告，说神啊，你要给我，给我。那神说给很容易啊。
And we often pray to the Lord and say, the Lord, please give me this and give me that. And the Lord does give it to us.
但是神说，你把你所得着的，那么拿一点来当礼物，哇，那可难了。
And the Lord says, why don't you give me a little bit of what I have given you as a gift? And that becomes very hard.
有的时候难得不得了。
Sometimes it is so hard.
哎呀，有的时候神要有很大的爱浇灌，那或者我们才勉强拿回来一点，对不对？
And sometimes the Lord needs to pour down His love on us, and then we will give back a little bit.
我们从前在台湾有一个姊妹。
We had a sister back in Taiwan.
她是一个大学教授的妻子。
She's the wife of a professor in a university.
她有很奇怪的一个嗜好啊。
She had a very strange habit.
她是喜欢火腿。Ham.
Oh, she loves ham.
啊，所以这些学生们呢，因为这个讨好教授，那么送礼的时候都知道怎么最好送火腿。
So these students, in order to kiss up to the professor, they all know that they have to give this gift of ham to the wife.
哇，今年累月，她收了好多火腿呀。
And then year after year, she collected all these ham.
挂满了一屋子的火腿。
And the dried ham would hang all over her house.
没事的时候就进去欣赏，每一个摸，哎呀，这个火腿。
And when she had nothing to do, she would go and admire her dried ham and touch them.
因为她是个基督徒嘛。
Because she's a Christian.
所以有一天主就感动她。
And one day the Lord touched her.
说你看，教会中有一个家庭那么穷困。
And the Lord said, Look, there's a family in our church that is so poor.
你也这么多火腿，送一个给她。
You have so many ham. Why don't you give one to them?
啊，你叫他送什么都好，一摸到火腿，可能摸到他的心了呢。
You can ask her to give anything, but if you ask her to give away the ham, it's touching on her heart.
哎呀，他说主啊，要送火腿啊。
And she said, Lord, do I have to give the ham?
然后就到那个火腿屋里面了，就开始每一个摸，哎呀，这舍不得，这样。
And she went into the room that is filled with ham, and she touched each one of them, and she cannot bear to separate from them.
东挑西选，最后选了个小的。
And then she would select one after the other, and she picked the small one.
那就送给那个家庭。
And then she gave it away to that family.
哪里晓得啊？
And then who knew?
当天晚上，他家就遭小偷啊。
And then that night, there was a thief that went into her house.
这小偷就把他所有的火腿都偷走了。
And the thief took away, stole all of her ham.
他就懊悔了。哎呀，他赶快跪在主面前认罪。
And she regretted so much. She knelt down before the Lord and repented.
他说：“主啊，早知道我就送个大的。
”She said, "Had I knew, I would have given the other sister a bigger one."
所以你看，有的时候啊，主给我们很容易啊。
So sometimes you see, it's very easy for the Lord to give to us.
但主要从我们手中再要回去啊，真是不容易。
But it's so hard for the Lord to take away from us.
但是你要记得哈。
But you must remember.
当主从你的手中接回去，他是当什么？当礼物啊。
But you must remember what the Lord take back from you. He accepts it as a gift.
主没有说这个本来就是我的，你还给我，不是的。是当作礼物来说，这对你有尊重的。
So the Lord didn't say this was mine to begin with, so I'm just taking it back. The Lord takes it back as a gift. He respects you.
当然在新约时代中啊。
Of course, in the New Testament.
神所要我的不是，还不是我们外面物质的东西。
What the Lord wants are not material things from us.
你记得罗马书十二章怎么说吗？
Do you remember what Romans chapter 12 said?
保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭。
Paul said, I beseech you in the mercy of the Lord to offer your body as a sacrifice.
所以在新约时代都是要把我们这个人献上去。
So in the New Testament, we have to offer up our body.
什么叫把你人献上去啊？
What is it to offer our body?
当你把你的人献上去的话，你的所有都献上去了，就是这样。
When you offer yourself as a person, offer up your body, you're offering all that you have.
神才不以得着你一点点的钱财为满足。
God is not satisfied to just have a little bit of your money.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们认识主的救恩的伟大，
Brothers and sisters, if we recognize the greatness,
我们知道当初把他自己给我们的时候，
then we know that when the Lord gave us
他在十字架上所付上的代价之重大。
How great is the price he paid on cross?
主没有保留任何一点不给我们。
He did not hold anything back from us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要把自己全部献给他，老实讲都是不配。
Then to offer our entire self up to him, we're not even worthy.
我很记得当我蒙召的那个时候。
I remember when I answered my calling.
我不认识神的恩典。
I did not know God's grace.
我那个时候年纪很轻，才二十几岁啊。
I was very young, I was 20-some years old.
我看看，哇，这么一个年轻人，这个好像还将来还有所作为的一个年轻人，这么献给神那不可惜嘛。
I thought I can have a great future and do great things. To offer myself up to the Lord, isn't that unfortunate?
哪里晓得当初向我显现的时候啊？
How did I know that when the Lord
那位圣洁、荣耀、尊贵的主显在我的面前？
When the holy, glorious Lord appeared before me.
他比万有都大。
He is greater than all things.
弟兄姊妹们，这个天地都容不下他的。
Brothers and sisters, the heaven and earth cannot contain him.
当在主的荣光里面的时候啊，
When you're in the Lord's holy light.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我里面产生什么样的感觉吗？
Do you know how I felt inside?
我说主啊，你能接纳我这个破落不堪的人，这是你给我极大的怜悯。
I said, Lord, that you can accept such a broken and corrupt person as me.
我们根本配不上，你知道吧？
We are not worthy.
但是神却是那样的尊重我们。
But the Lord respects us so much.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当主在我们身上有所要求的时候，
When the Lord has a requirement for us.
你要记得，那是你蒙恩的一个时刻。
Remember that it is a moment of blessing for you.
啊，你不要用你那个小气的那个心啊，来衡量我们的神。
Do not use your own limited heart to measure our God.
你能给神，弟兄姊妹们，神给你的祝福是更大的。
If you can give to the Lord, then the blessing He will give you will be even greater.
神曾经借着先知对以色列百姓讲。
Our Lord had once spoken to the Israel people.
因为旧约是十分之一的原则。
Because in the Old Testament, it is the concept of tithing.
啊，你试试看，你把十分之一摆上。
If you try and put forth one tenth of what you have,
我能不能为你敞开天上的窗户？
I will open up the windows of heaven.
把神的恩典倒下来。
To pour down God's blessing.
啊，圣经有的话这样形容。
In the Scripture, it describes it like this.
啊，是什么？上尖下流，连摇带按。啊，你看这还得了吗？
That it is from top to bottom, that it is filled with love.
但是很多时候我们不大相信神的话。
But many times we do not believe in God's word.
我想这个拿出去就没有了。
We think that once we offer it, then there is no more.
真的会有吗？真的会上尖下流，连摇带按吗？
Is it that once we give it away, will we truly have so much more?
我认识一个非常有钱的一个弟兄。
I know a very rich brother.
感谢主，他为着主的工作大量的摆上。
For he thanked the Lord, he placed forth so much for the Lord's work.
哎呀，有一次他跑到西雅图来跟我讲，哎呀，孙弟兄，怎么办？怎么办？
One time he came to Seattle and said, "Brother Sun, what should I do?"
哎呦，我想他大概什么工作又倒掉了，大概。
I thought that he had some problems with his work.
我说你遇见什么难处了？
I said, what problems do you have?
他说我越奉献了，主给我的钱越来越多，怎么办？
He said, the more I offer to the Lord, the more money he gives to me. What should I do?
弟兄姊妹，你不要把神领会错误了。
Brothers and sisters, do not misunderstand our God.
神从来不亏负我们。
God will never shortchange you.
所以神今天如果从你身上有一点要回, 你要甘心乐意地献上才好呢。
If the Lord wants to take back a little bit, you should be willing to give up.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
在那一天,
that day,
百姓们甘心乐意地来奉献。
Brother, the Israel people on that day willingly offered up gifts.
圣经记载说,
the scripture reports,
他们奉献到一个地步啊,
they gave so much gifts.
哎呀, 这个摩西亚伦他说, 够了, 不要再奉献太多了。
And Moses and Aaron said, we have more than sufficient, that you don't have to bring it anymore.
这是神的家, 美丽的光景。
This is the beautiful state of God's house.
我们怎么样才能够甘心乐意呢?
How can we be willing?
我们都知道, 有爱, 你就能甘心乐意, 对不对?
We know that if you have love, then you'll be willing.
像我们把东西给我们的儿女一样的。
It is as when we give things to our children.
你用你爱他,
because you love them.
所以你巴不得什么都给他, 对不对?
So you want to give them everything.
是不是这样呢?
Is that true?
今天如果你不爱神, 不爱神的家,
if today you don't love God and you don't love the house of God,
叫你拿出一点, 那很困难。
To take a little bit away from you is very difficult.
如果你里面真是充满了主的爱,
if inside you are truly filled with God's love,
啊, 这是很容易的一件事情,
then it is a very easy thing.
所以第一件事情,
therefore, the first thing,
那么神需要他的百姓们把从神所领受的, 那么重新献作礼物,
God needs to have his people give him back as gifts.
当他们开始 建造这个会幕的时候,
when they started to build the tabernacle,
那神提醒他们一件事情,
God reminded them of one thing.
你们要守安息,
you have to keep the Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹, 我们晓得在侍奉上面,
we know that on service,
安息是一个重要的因素,
resting is a very important concept.
我们诗歌本里面有一首诗歌非常好,
in our hymn book, there is a hymn that is
它有一句话呢,
very good.
曾经影响我很多年,
there is a verse in there that influenced me for many years.
那句话就是, 虽工作亦安息,
it says that even though you're working, you should rest.
我们今天做神的工啊,
today we do the Lord's work.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们灵里面要有深处的安息。
Brothers and sisters, we should have a deep rest in our spirit.
神的家的工作呢, 不是弄得大家, 这个熙熙攘攘的, 这个, 那, 那不是神的工。
To do the Lord's work, it is not that everybody are all so roused up.
我们知道这个安息是从对神的信心来的。
This rest comes from our faith to God.
其实呢, 神把安息给以色列百姓是个福气啊。
Actually, to give the Israel people rest, it is a blessing.
Oh, 我才发现我们的神很喜欢放假的。
I find that our Lord very much likes holidays.
啊, 七天, 有一天是休息。
7 days, there should be one day of rest.
七年之后呢, 有一整年休息啊。
And after 7 years, for a whole year, you have to rest.
哇, 等到七七四十九年之后, 再加一年, 哦, 两年, 整年都不要做事情, 多好啊。
And then 7 times 7, 49 years later, there's one more year of resting, so 2 years, you don't have to do anything.
但是很可惜啊。
However, unfortunately,
今天这个安息本来是个福气啊, 却成我们很难学的功课。
The resting, which should be our blessing, becomes a very difficult lesson for us.
你知道今天犹太人他们要过安息也过得很痛苦。
You know, today the Jewish people, for them to observe Sabbath, it is very difficult.
因为他们那些这些什么拉比啊这些人呢，从圣经里面解释了一些话。
Because their rabbi explained some interpreted some verses from the Bible.
比方说哈，举一个小小的例子，比方说哈。 到安息日的时候，你不能开电视，你这个一开呀就做工了，你就犯了安息日。
So as an example, on Sabbath you cannot turn on the television because when you turn on the television, you're doing work.
这年轻人又喜欢看电视，对吧？
But the young people they like to watch TV.
结果他们怎么样呢？
So then what do they do?
他们就在安息的前一日先选好一个台。
So the day before Sabbath they select a station.
安息的前一日就把它开了。
And then the day before Sabbath, they'll turn it on.
一直不关,
and then they don't turn it off.
所以到了安息的时候, 坐在那看可以, 不能动,
so on Sabbath, you can watch TV, but 这, you cannot turn it on.
这个算什么安息呢, 对不对?
What kind of resting is that?
那我们知道在新约时代中, 主告诉我们, 人子就是安息日的主。
In the New Testament, it tells us that the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath.
那这就告诉我们今天呢, 你要摸到主, 活在主里面, 你就真正的安息。
So today it tells us that if you live within the Lord, if you can touch the Lord, then you are truly living within
Him. 我们在侍奉中常常不安息是怎么样的？因为离开了主，我们就做事情，你就不安息。
In our service, why is it that we don't rest? It's because we are separated from the Lord.
安息呢，不是懒惰。
Resting is not being lazy.
安息啊，你可以做很多的事情。
When you're resting, you can do many things.
啊，我年轻时候得罪一个老姊妹的帮助啊。
When I was young, I had received help from an elderly sister.
她有一个经历告诉我，真是好啊。
She had this great experience that she shared.
她对我说啊。
She told me.
她说，弟兄啊，你要学会一件事情。
She said, brother, you must learn one thing.
学会什么呢？
To learn what?
手忙，心不要忙。
To learn that even when you're busy with your hands, your heart is not busy.
你尽可外面做很多的事，非常的非常劳累。
Even though you can do many things on the outside, you're very busy.
但这个心啊，永远是安息。
But your heart is constantly rested.
我们基督徒要学这个功课。
As Christians must learn this lesson. Our heart is connected to the Lord.
我们外面忙碌的生活呢，才真正是侍奉。
And then our busy life on the outside can be counted as service.
但对我们来常常讲这，这个外面一忙啊，这个里面就什么？ 就烦乱,
For us, whenever we're busy on the outside, then we become anxious inside. We are like Martha.
不做事还有点安息,
that you can only rest when you're not doing anything. When you started to do things, then you no longer have
所以做神的工,
Therefore, to do God's work,
必须要懂得什么叫做安息,
you must understand what it means to,
哎呀,
to rest.
这实在是一个大功课。
This is truly a great lesson. Very precious lesson.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers
and sisters,
you must understand how to enter into God's rest.
那就有福了,
and then you'll be blessed.
啊, 所以很多侍奉主的人呢, 又不懂得这个, 劳苦到最后到年老的时候, 又是心脏病、糖尿病、什么什么什么这个病那个病都来了。
So many brothers and sisters don't know, do not understand this. Therefore, they serve and they're so busy. And then when they become elderly, they have illnesses all over.
当然了，人老了是会生病的。
Of course, when you become old, you would be.
但是如果你学会在主里面的安息。
But if you learn how to rest in our Lord.
对你整个身体来讲有很大的益处。
Then for your whole body, it is very beneficial.
我现在在学这个功课。
I am learning this lesson.
我觉得有的时候好像似乎不大容易。
Sometimes I feel it's not easy.
但是你要进入主的安息。
But you must enter into the Lord's rest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当神把这两个重要的事情吩咐之后。
After the Lord had commanded these two important things.
那么神就在以色列百姓中间拣选了两个主要的人来帮助摩西。
Then the Lord selected two people among the Israelites to help Moses.
那么一个是比沙利,
one of them is Bethel.
那么另外一个是亚和利亚伯,
and then the second one is Oholiab.
啊, 我们看神怎么用他们,
let's see how the Lord used them.
那么这个比沙利呢,
this Bethel,
他的这个祖父啊是谁, 就是户尔。
Who is his grandfather? His grandfather is Hur.
谁是这个谁是户尔呢?
Who is Hur?
如果你读出埃及记第十七章的时候,
if you read Exodus chapter 17,
我们看见当以色列百姓在利非定谷遇见亚玛利人,
when we saw that the Israelites, when they encountered the Amalek,
那个时候呢，摩西就叫这个约书亚带着那个部队在山谷里面跟亚玛利人征战。
And then Moses asked, told Joshua to fight the Amalek in the valley.
然后摩西自己就到山上去祷告。
And then Moses himself went up to the mountain to pray.
他举手祷告, 举起杖祷告,
he would raise his hand when he was holding the staff. And Joshua would be winning the battle.
那么他的手累了软弱的时候，山下就打败仗。
And then when Moses' hand becomes heavy and he lowers his hand, then the people would lose.
所以摩西带了什么亚伦跟户尔两个人上山。
Therefore, Moses brought Aaron and Hur, the two of them, to go up to the mountain.
他们搬了个石头让摩西坐下来。
And then they placed a stone for Moses to sit on.
然后亚伦站一边，户尔站一边。
And Aaron on one side and Hur on the other side.
他们就扶着这个摩西的手。
And they steadied Moses' hand.
结果山下就打胜仗。
And then Joshua at the foot of the hill was able to win the battle.
所以你知道这个户尔呢，在祷告的事情上面呢，是很有力的一个人。
So we know that Hur is someone who is very powerful in his prayer.
他是非常会在祷告上扶持的。
then he's someone who knows how to support through prayer.
当然他是一个敬虔的人。
And he was also a godly person.
那我们知道比撒列就是他的孙子。
And we know that Bethel is his grandson.
那么神说呢, 神就呼召比撒列。
So the Lord called Bethel.
所以弟兄姊妹,
And this is also a principle.
今天在侍奉上呢, 神不需要志愿兵。
That in service, God doesn't need volunteers.
神所需要的是神呼召的人。
God needs people who He calls upon.
那么我们这样说，教会中谁是神呼召的人呢？
So then we say, who are the people in church who the Lord has called upon?
弟兄姊妹，所有的弟兄姊妹都是神呼召的。
Brothers and sisters, all people in the church are God.
当你蒙恩得救的时候，你已经蒙召了。
When you were saved by grace, you were already called.
当神呼召他了之后呢？
After the Lord called,
神就用他的灵充满他。
And God filled Bethel with His Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉上面
，On service，
神所注重我们的最重要的是我们的灵。
What the Lord pays the most attention to is our spirit.
我们要有一个好的灵的光景，我们就能服侍我们的神。
Only when we need to have a good state in our spirit, then we can serve the Lord.
他的灵被神的灵充满。
Bethel's spirit was filled with God's spirit.
所以有一个侍奉主的弟兄告诉我们了。 So
one brother who served the Lord told us.
他说我们基督徒那个灵的那个品质很重要。He
said the quality of us Christian spirit is very important.
有的基督徒那个灵啊，那个品质非常的好。And
some Christian, the quality of their spirit is very good.
你知道当初神拣选约书亚的时候怎么拣选的呢？
Do you remember how the Lord chose Joshua?
神对摩西说啊。
God said to Moses,
他说约书亚里面是有灵的,
He said Joshua has a spirit.
那意思说约书亚的灵是很好的,
meaning to say that Joshua's spirit is very
good. 所以神就拣选他来继续摩西。
And therefore, God chose Joshua to succeed Moses.
你看丹以理也是这样。
See, Daniel was also the same.
圣经怎么记载丹以理呢?
How did the scripture record Daniel?
圣经记载说圣神的灵在他里面。
The scripture said that the Holy Spirit was within him.
然后他里面有什么？有一个美好的灵性。
And in it, he had a beautiful nature of the
Spirit. 所以弟兄姊妹，侍奉神是靠着灵，不是靠着肉体的力量。
So brothers and sisters, to serve the Lord, it is by our spirit, not by our flesh.
所以当保罗呢，最后要离世的时候啊。
Therefore, before Paul was going to leave this world,
他对他那个年轻的同工提摩太他有点忧虑。
He was worried about his young co-worker Timothy.
为什么呢?
Why?
他就发现了这个提摩太的灵有点软弱。
He felt that Timothy's spirit was a bit weak.
所以他就提醒提摩太。
Therefore, he reminded
him. 他说神所赐给我们的灵不是软弱的灵。
He said the spirit that God has given us is not weak.
是刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
It is a strong and enduring spirit, and cautious spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们。 保罗就在这里提醒提摩太。
So Paul here reminded Timothy.
在提摩太后书最后一句话是什么？愿主与你的灵同在。
So what did the last verse in 2 Timothy say? It says, "May the Lord be with your spirit."
所以我们基督徒在侍奉上每一样事物都需要跟从灵出来。
Therefore, as Christians in servicing, everything must come from the Spirit.
你祷告时候需要灵，对不对？
When you pray, you need the Spirit.
没有灵的话，你那个祷告那个是没什么味道。If
you don't have the Spirit, then your prayers are.
你唱诗歌也需要灵的。You
need the Spirit when you sing.
不是光有声音的。It
is not just sound.
我们现在年轻人，我们发觉有很多人很会唱歌。We
find that among young people today, we have many people who know how to sing.
我记得我从前我那个老母亲呢。
I remember my elderly
mother.
She was not trained, but she had a great voice.
我从小时候记得，就她每次在那个厨房里面这个做菜，一面做菜一面唱。And
I remember when I was young, she would be cooking in the kitchen, and she would sing as she cooks.
唱个荒腔走板的。 就唱的乱七八糟。
She would sing and it would be out of tune.
有时候我在房间听，我这个什么歌这么难听。
And I would be listening in my room and I would be thinking, what song is this that sounds so bad?
唱的好像在念经似的。
When she was singing, it was as if she was just muttering.
我们有首诗歌是看那神迹，这首歌啊，你如果呢音不对的话，念起来就好像念经一样，他就在那里看那神迹，这个就这么一面炒菜一面唱啊，嚯，唱的这个起劲的不得了啊。
So she would cook and she would sing, and there's a song that "Behold the Holy Son," and it would be completely out of tune.
那个歌唱的实在是难听，但很有灵啊。
Even though it sounded so bad, it had the spirit in it.
你要知道，今天呢，神在我们中间听我们唱歌，不是听你声音多美，神要听你唱的歌有没有灵啊。
So today, when the Lord is among us, He's not listening to see how well you can sing, but to see whether or not you're singing with the Spirit.
因为是你弹琴也是要有灵啊，对不对？不是技巧的问题。
And playing the piano, it's the same thing. It is not a technical issue. It is whether or not you have the Spirit.
就是你的教会里面摆摆凳子、扫扫地，弟兄姊妹都需要灵的。
Brothers and sisters, even to just line up chairs and sweep the floor in church, you need to have the Spirit.
当然你讲道也是需要灵。
Of course, in order to preach, you also need the Spirit.
没有灵，弟兄姊妹们，我们的服事就很失败。
Without the Spirit, our services are failures.
当你的灵出来的时候，那就能供应人了。
When your Spirit comes forth, then you can provide.
所以我们基督徒要最好追求什么？一个美好的灵性。
Therefore, what should us Christians desire after, seek after? It is a beautiful.
什么叫做美好的灵性呢？
What does it mean to have a?
就是圣灵在我们里面很容易自由的带领我们的。
It means that the Holy Spirit can freely guide us.
你看，有的时候我们坐在那里，圣灵感动我们了，感到心在蹦蹦跳，蹦蹦跳，你这个跳到都跳到喉咙这里了，这个嘴巴闭得紧紧，就是不肯开口，对不对？有没有这样的情形啊？
And sometimes we have the situation when the Holy Spirit has moved us so much that our heart is beating, and it is at our throat, but we refuse to open our mouth.
有一次聚会，有一个年轻人坐到我旁边。
One time, there's a young person who sat next to me in a gathering.
哎呀，圣灵感动的他不得了，他这个位置上都坐不住，在那摇摇晃晃在那。
And the Holy Spirit was touching him so much that he couldn't sit constant. He was moving back and forth.
脚在地上在磨啊，在。
And he was his foot was moving on the floor.
心里想开口啊，开口，怎么不开口？那个都感动成这个样子，还不开口呢。
And I was thinking in my heart, why don't you just open your mouth? You're so touched, and yet he still.
哎呀，后来连我也受不了了。
And then at the end, I couldn't take it anymore.
所以我就在腿上轻轻拍一下。
And then I patted him on his foot, on his leg.
结果是什么结果啊？
And what was the result?
他整个人蹦的跳起来了。
And then he jumped up.
好像那个皮球那个气啊冲得很足啊，轻轻一拍就跳老高的呢。
It is as if the ball is filled with air and you just pat it and it jumps up.
哇，我一拍他就。啊，主耶稣啊，这怎么就冲出来了
？And then as soon as I patted him, he jumped up and said, "Lord Jesus."
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果你的灵性是那个品质很好
，If the quality of your spirit is very good，
就圣灵很容易的感动你
，If the Holy Spirit can easily move you。
所以今天呢，我们要注重我们这个灵里面的光景。
Therefore, we must pay attention to our spiritual state.
啊，这个点我不能讲太多啊，这实在太重要了。
This point I cannot say too much about it, but.
所以我们看见比撒列呢，他有好的情况，神的灵充满他。
But so we see Bethel, he has a good condition. The Lord's spirit is filled him.
所以你不要看他在外面做那些戏剧，做金金灯台，做陈设饼的桌子啊，就里面蛮有高有的。
So don't just look at him as someone who was making the showbread and making the table and making the lampstand. He was completely anointed. Because when the Spirit of God filled him, he became very wise.
你看那个彼得这个约翰也是一样啊。
See, you see, Peter and Paul, they're the same.
他们没有受过多少的教育啊。
They were not very educated.
但是当他们站在那些官府的面前的时候啊。
But when they stood before the officials.
神的灵充满他们。
God's spirit filled them.
哇，他们就讲出非常有智慧的话。
And they spoke such wise words.
连当时那些犹太人都稀奇，他们说他们不是加利利的小民，没有受过教育的嘛，对不对
？And even the Jewish people were amazed to say, weren't those the fishermen from Galilee?
在侍奉上的智慧，那是从神的灵来的。
This wisdom for service comes from God.
不是天然的智慧。
It is not the natural wisdom.
因为怎么神把这个智慧给我们做什么呢
？Why did the Lord give us this wisdom?
我们有了这个智慧，我们就能明白神的 智慧。
Because when once we have this wisdom, then we can understand.
我们有了这样的智慧，我们就能分辨什么是出于神的，什么不是出于神的。
With such wisdom, we can discern what comes from the Lord and what does not.
啊，不仅智慧，还有聪明呢。
And not only to have the wisdom, but also to have the talent.
聪明怎么样？就叫我们能选择。
To have the talent, so we can choose.
聪明叫我们事情来的时候，我们能有反应。
So that. To have the talent so that we can react when things come upon us.
不仅这样，还给我们知识。
And not only that, it also gives us knowledge.
这个知识怎么你就可以传递。
And what about this knowledge can be passed on to others.
就能教导别人。
And can teach others.
我认识一个姊妹啊，她平常讲话呢，这个嘴巴不太灵光。
I know the sister, she's not very eloquent when she speaks.
她有时候在聚会里面，神的灵一感动她。
But whenever, sometimes in a gathering, when the Holy Spirit touches her,
哇，她就滔滔不绝啊。
And she would speak endlessly.
并且有非常多很多那个智慧的言语，非常的美丽。
And she would have such words of wisdom that are so beautiful.
啊，她虽然年纪很大，但是像小孩一样。
And even though she was very old, she's like a little kid.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，因为她简单的相信神。
Brothers and sisters, because she simply believed in God.
神的灵透过她的灵啊。就叫他能够把属灵的事情讲得清楚。
Then God's spirit through her spirit, she can speak spiritual things clearly.
然后这个比撒列能做各样的工。
And Bethel, he can do all kinds of work.
并且想出各样的巧工。
And he was able to think of all the inventive work.
这就是在新约时代中神所给我们的恩赐。
And that is the gift the Lord has given us in the New Testament.
他就会制造那个会幕中所需要的一切的器具。
And he was able to construct all the instruments necessary for the tabernacle.
神不仅用他，
Not only did God use him.
神也把但支派里面的亚和利亚伯带来做他的童工。
The Lord not only used him, but he also brought Oholiab from the tribe of Dan to work with him.
所以在侍奉上呢，弟兄姊妹，我们是需要有童工的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in service, we need to have co-workers.
这个就叫做身体的侍奉。
That is called the service of the body.
啊，神不喜欢那个单枪匹马。
God doesn't like people to serve alone.
在教会的侍奉中，有很多人是单干户啊。
There are many people in church, they just work alone.
他不需要别人，他自己一个人就干。
He doesn't need other people, he just does things on his own.
弟兄姊妹，虽然在做得好，但是也不美。
Brothers and sisters, even though the work is done, but it's not beautiful.
我们需要什么？有同工们一同配搭。
We need to have the coordination between co-workers.
神也使这个亚和利亚伯变得很有智慧。
And God caused this Oholiab to become very wise.
哎，这个亚和利亚伯能做什么呢
？What can this Oholiab do?
他可以雕刻，做刻匠。
He can engrave. He can sculpt.
他就是巧匠。
He was a very skilled craftsman.
并且呢，他还会做刺绣的事情。那这个弟兄会做刺绣的事情呢
？And he can embroider, and he's a brother who can embroider.
啊，当然了，弟兄姊妹们，这个在属灵的含义上面是有意义的。
Of course, brothers and sisters, this has a spiritual meaning.
就告诉我们是这个弟兄的服侍。
It shows us that this brother's service.
他的心思非常的细密。
His heart, he is a very careful person.
他的手呢，很技巧。
His hands are very skilled.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，在教会的侍奉上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in the service to church.
请我们记得，我们所做的是细工，不是粗工。
Let us remember that we're doing delicate work.
哎呀，我们有时候这个服侍主啊，这个很粗啊。
Sometimes when we are doing the Lord's work, we're so rough.
他们有人告诉我们，古时哈，比方说他们献一只羊啊，这个祭司要受过训练。
In old times, they tell us that the priests, in order to offer a lamb, they need to be trained.
他们宰了这个羊之后啊，
after they kill the lamb,
要把这个羊呢切成十二块。
And you need to cut the lamb into 12 pieces.
那么切完了之后呢，把它摆回去看，又是一个完整的羊。
And then after you cut the lamb into 12 pieces and you put it back together, it's still a lamb.
啊，这不像我们家那个斩鸡一样的。
It's not like when we cut or when I cut up the kitchen at home.
一些姊妹们那个鸡上来，当当当当当当这样。你今天在教会的侍奉上是这样，哎，弟兄姊妹有难处来了，拿刀砍就几刀就把它砍死了。
So sometimes I see some sisters when they cut up the chicken, it just cuts into many different pieces. When brothers and sisters come to us with their difficulties, we do the same thing.
这个侍奉啊，要非常的细致。
The service is very delicate.
我的确看见有很多有经验的侍奉主的人呢，他们的心很细。
I see that many brothers and sisters who serve the Lord, they're very experienced people. Their heart, it's very delicate.
哎呀，看当他们在服侍的时候啊，弟兄姊妹就很舒服啊，顾到每一个点。
When they serve, brothers and sisters are very comfortable. They take care of every point.
所以我们在侍奉上面，我们要做巧匠。Therefore,
when we are serving, we must be skilled craftsmen.
这个手要非常的精细。The
hand must be very skilled.
那不仅这两个人。Not
only these two people.
那么凡心中有智慧的人、受感动的人的神都把他呼召出来。
All people who had wisdom in their heart and that was touched, God called all of them.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们讲啊，今天在地上的教会啊，那么弄那个什么圣品阶级、平信徒的这种制度，这完全是错误的。Therefore,
today we say that in church we have the status of a minister versus layman. It is completely wrong.
那即使我们今天没有这个，我们是少数人的服侍。 这个在神中眼中也是不美的。And
even if we don't do that, we say only few people should serve. That is also not beautiful.
神要得着的是一个身体的侍奉。What
God wants is the service of a body.
每一个肢体都要进功用。Every
part of the body is used.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当你要进入侍奉，神会给你智慧。Once
you enter into service, brothers and sisters, God will give you wisdom.
所以他这里特别提到啊。So
here it especially mentions.
那些有智慧的妇人，姊妹们也有份的啊。
That there are these wise women, skilled women, and all the females were used as well.
他们会亲手的纺线。
They can spun with their hands.
纺那个蓝色线，属天的。
They spun in blue to show the sky.
紫色线，尊贵的。
To spun the purple to show the royalty.
朱红色线，救恩，主的救恩。
To spun in scarlet to show the Lord's salvation.
细麻讲到主耶稣基督人性的美丽。
But in fine linen to show the beauty of the Christ's character. To see how precious these women's services are.
还有人呢，会受感动纺那个山羊毛。
And then there are women whose hearts were stirred to spun the goat hair.
因为这个羊毛是从羊身上剪下来的。
And these goat hair were cut off from the goat.
讲到主的受苦。
It talks about the Lord's suffering.
你看见这里有很多人来配搭。
So you see, there are many people who work together.
他说，另外还有许多人同工。
And then he said, there are many other people who work together.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天在教会的侍奉上。
So brothers and sisters, today in the service to church,
我们都应该成为有智慧可以与别人一同同工的人。
We should all be people, wise people who can work together with others.
在36章里面。
In chapter 36.
还讲到他们个人离开自己的工作，这什么意思呢？
It also said that each one of us left their own work.
就当他们进入侍奉的时候，他们非常的专心。
It shows that when they enter into the service, they're very focused.
这就是保罗讲的，不要叫事物缠身呢。
It is the same as when Paul said, "Do not let all the things constrain you."
啊，所以我们今天在侍奉上面，弟兄姊妹们，你要专心一意的服侍。
So today, when we do our service, we must be very focused.
哎，我记得中间有一个很好笑的事情啊，故事啊。I
remember a very funny story.
哎，有个弟兄啊，早晨聚会前呢，先去钓鱼。
There's a brother who, before he comes to the service meeting, he would go and go fish.
他想大概十点钟才聚会嘛，先去钓个鱼再说，钓鱼。So
he said, you know, we don't start our gathering until 10 o'clock in the morning, so I'll go fishing first.
钓了两条鱼啊，拎着来聚会了。And
then he would catch his fishes and come to our gathering.
那么把这个鱼拎到礼拜堂里面也不好，对不对？So
to bring the fish into the sanctuary, that's not good.
就把那两条鱼啊挂在那个礼拜堂大门上。
So he would hang the two fishes on the door.
他就进来聚会了。And
he come into for service.
哎呀，那整个早上啊，他坐在那聚会，什么都听不见，心里面就想他那两条鱼的。And
this whole morning, his whole heart, he didn't hear anything. His heart was just thinking about his fish.
啊，他就想那个鱼啊，有没有给猫吃掉。To
think that the fish has it been eaten by the cat.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是个笑话啊。Of
course, brothers and sisters, this is a joke.
这就告诉我们，今天很多时候我们侍奉主的时候，我们心不专心，一面服侍主，心里面想很多事情呢。It
tells us that today, when we are serving the Lord, we're not focused. Our heart thinks of all kinds of different things.
就像我们今天早上来聚会的时候，你人坐在这里啊，那个心里面想的很多东西，什么道也听不进去，对不对？
It is just like when we come here today, if our hearts are thinking about all kinds of different things, then you won't hear anything.
所以要专心。
So you must be focused.
他们不仅专心啊,
Not only were they focused.
他们做神所吩咐他们的工, 哎呀, 太宝贵了。
it's so precious that they do the work the Lord had commanded them.
今天教会里面工很多，不是每样都能做。
There's so much work in a church today, not every single one of them you can do.
不是别人有，我们也非有不可。
It is not that if other people have it, we must have it as well.
重要是什么？神有没有叫你做？
Well, the important thing is whether or not God has called you to do it.
所以他们就按照神所吩咐的做了很多器具。
And therefore, according to what God had commanded them, they made many instruments.
他们把神儿女的所有奉献的礼物，最后把它建造成为美丽的这个会幕。
They took the gifts from God's people and constructed into the beautiful tabernacle.
所以我们在侍奉上要非常的谨慎。
Therefore, we must be very cautious.
要让弟兄姊妹的奉献能够把神的家建立起来。
That we can take what has been offered by brothers and sisters and construct God's house. 所以
最后到了第四十章的时候。
So then we come to chapter 40.
就是我就看见啊，整个会幕建造起来了。
We see that the entire tabernacle has been erected.
刚才我们从十七节那里读起。
We read from verse 17 onward.
那里一共有七次讲到什么呢
？Seven times it mentioned.
他们做这些事情，照着神所吩咐的，照着神所吩咐。
Seven times it mentioned that they did it just as the Lord had commanded.
会幕就这样完工了。
And the tabernacle was completed this way.
凡是神所吩咐他们的，他们都照样做了。
All the things that the Lord had commanded them, they did.
这是今天教会在地上最大的荣耀。
And that is the greatest glory for church.
就是每一样事物都是按照神的启示。
That everything is according to God's revelation.
就是今天神是多么的巴望在地上。能够得着他的家，像这样的情况。
How much the Lord desires to have churches and to have houses like this.
所以当他们把会幕立起来了。
So when they erected the tabernacle.
祭司们就穿上圣服。
And the priests would wear the holy garment.
整个会幕里面来尽职。
And then they would minister in the tabernacle.
因为一切都按照神的心意。
Because all things were according to God's will.
看见那个有个荣耀的云彩就遮盖了整个的会幕。
And then all of a sudden you see the cloud covering the tent of meeting.
它就显出一个极大的荣耀。
It shows this great glory.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做荣耀啊
？Brothers and sisters, what is glory?
荣耀就是神心满意足的一种的表现。
A glory is the manifestation when God's heart is satisfied.
哪里的工作能够让神能够得到心满意足，那个地方就充满神的荣耀。
Wherever the work can satisfy God's heart, then that place will be filled with God's glory.
连摩西都没办法进去。
Not even Moses can enter.
因为这个时候摩西代表天然的人。
At that time, Moses represents a natural.
就当神的家充满荣耀的时候
，When the house of God is filled with glory.
天然的人在这个地方是没有地位。
Then the natural person has no place.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
出埃及记
，Exodus.
最后结束在一个非常荣耀的光景里面。
Exodus is completed in a very glorious state.
这应当是我们今天在地上跟随主啊，内心深处的一个羡慕。
This should be our desire deep in our heart.
今天主把我们这些人聚集在这里。
Today the Lord has gathered all of us here.
聚集在这里做什么呢
？To gather us here to do what?
我们要建立神的居所。
We have to build God's house.
我们要彰显基督的身体。
We have to manifest the body of Christ.
这才是我们聚集的目的。
That is the purpose of our gathering.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
深愿主在这个出埃及记里面。
I sincerely hope that through Exodus,
那么说，让我们看见以色列的这个图画
，we can see the picture of Israel，
也成为我们里面深处的激励
，and it becomes an encouragement for us，
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们有了山上的样式
，when we have the form from the top of the mountain，
我们必须有山下的中心
，we must have the faithfulness at the
top， 我们有了神的意象
，once we have the vision from God，
我们必须有在地上的中心。
We must have faithfulness in this world.
主快回来了。
The Lord is going to return.
我们知道在地上主在寻找什么呢
？What is the Lord looking for on earth?
主就是盼望他在地上的百姓。
He's hoping that his people in this world
能够明白他荣耀的心意。
Can understand his glory.
能够按照他的心意，我们来聚教会该有聚会的生活。
That according to his will, we live the life that we're supposed to have.
这样主回来的时候。
This way, when the Lord returns,
他的心欢喜
then his heart will be joyful.
我们在他面前也能够得到奖赏
and then we can receive our rewards before him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
therefore, brothers and sisters,
侍奉是非常重要的一件事情
service is a very important matter.
神今天巴望我们每一个人都能成为侍奉的人。
Today, God hopes that each one of us can become a servant.
我们要如何能够把那个好的侍奉献给神呢？
How can we offer good service to Him?
神借着出埃及记这本书。
Through the book of Exodus,
给我们看见这四个重要的原则。
God has showed us these four important principles.
我们需要领会。
We need to understand.
我们需要持守。
We need to hold on.
我们需要进入。
We need to enter.
盼望主照着这些话呢，恩待我们。
May the Lord bless these words.
也让他的话能够实在的应验在我们的中间。
And may His words be fulfilled among us.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let us bow our head for another word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
你确实在我们的中间。
You are truly among us.
你愿意对我们的心说话。
You are willing to speak to our hearts.
你不仅在古时启示以色列的百姓。
Lord, not only did you reveal to the Israel people in old times.
今天在新约的时代。
Today, in the time of the New Testament,
更借着圣灵启示我们。
You even reveal to us even more through the Holy
Spirit. 主，你要叫我们成为侍奉的人。
Lord, you want us to become servants.
你要叫我们能照着你的心意来侍奉。
You want us to serve you according to your heart.
但愿我们的工作根据你的意向。
Lord, may our work be according to your vision.
但愿我们的恩赐根据你的启示。
May our gifts be according to your revelation.
主啊，让我们在你回来的之前。
Lord, may we, before you return,
在地上能建立你心爱的居所。
That we may construct your dwelling place in the world.
愿你在我们的中间能自由的说话。
May you be able to speak freely among us.
能够自由的行事。
May be able to do work freely among us.
愿我们在这里的聚会。
May the gathering here
成为你旨意的见证。
Become the testimony of your will.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, be gracious to us.
怜恤我们。
Have mercy on us.
光照我们。
Have shine your light upon us.
引导我们。
Guide us.
供应我们。
Provide for us.
好叫我们能符合你的心意。
So that we may be satisfying to your heart.
我们谢谢你这几天实在是与我们众人同在。
We thank you, Lord, that you have truly been with us over the past
days. 但愿你所救赎回来的人。
May the people whom you have redeemed.
没有一个在你的恩典中是漏掉的。
That will not fall through any of your grace.
主，我们对你说，我们在这里。
Lord, we say to you, we are here.
我们求你扬起你的脸来。
We pray that you will raise your countenance to us.
用你脸上的荣光照亮我们。
May the light on your face shine upon us. Lord, encourage us.
因为今天这个时代是黑暗的时代。
Because this is a dark age.
地上的教会相当的混乱。
The church of this world is very confused.
愿我们有一颗心智愿意讨你的喜悦。
Lord, may we have a will to seek after your pleasure.
我们能在你的脚中里面跟随你往前。
That we may follow your footsteps to go forward.
主啊，愿你荣耀你自己的圣名。
Lord, may you glorify your own holy name.
借着你的教会。
Through your own church.
带下你更大的祝福。
Bring down even more of your blessings.
主，我们向你俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we bow down before you to worship.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.